The United Nations remains concerned about the situation in South Sudan, where fighting has broken out between government and rebel forces. The situation is reported to be tense as government forces prepare to retake the town of Bor in Jonglei State, which was seized by rebellious troops last week. Thousands of people have been displaced by the fighting between the Dinka and Nuer communities in the new nation. The seeds of the crisis are reported to have been planted in July when President Salva Kiir, a Dinka, sacked former Vice President Riek Machar from the Nuer community. I am Derek Mbata. According to the United Nations mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, an estimated 20,000 people have fled Jonglei State to the adjacent state. The UN compound in Bor has provided shelter to about 15,000 civilians who have fled the violence. Toby Lenza, resident humanitarian coordinator and deputy chief of UNMISS, witnessed the violence in Bor.
As I left our base and went to the airport in Bor, there was a lot of looting, a lot of gunshots, a lot of dead bodies, and very, very out of control youth, heavily armed, and that needs to be brought under control.
The assault on Bor was carried out by the same forces that attacked and killed civilians at a UN base in Akobo on Thursday. Two Indian peacekeepers were also killed in that attack as they tried to negotiate and provide protection for more than 30 civilians who had sought refuge at the base. Hilda Johnson is the top United Nations envoy and head of the UN mission in South Sudan.
What happened on the 19th of December was a horrendous act committed by approximately 2,000 armed youth who opened fire and attacked the temporary operating base from all directions, forcing entry into the base with the apparent intention of killing the civilians taking shelter there.
Ms. Johnson described the attack as a horrendous act, which UNMISS hopes is an isolated incident, adding that it will not stop UN peacekeepers from carrying out their work and mission. There has also been fighting in Bentiu, the regional capital of oil-rich Unity State in South Sudan. UNMISS acting spokesperson Joseph Contreras says the United Nations mission is doing all it can to help civilians affected by the violence in the region.
UNMISS is continuing to provide shelter and medical treatment to an estimated 5,200 civilians who have gathered inside the UNMISS compound north of the Unity State capital of Bentiu. Our resources are stretched very, very tightly, but we are continuing to stand by the people of Unity State. The mission has a collective resolve to remain in South Sudan and will not be intimidated and will continue to fulfill its mandate to protect civilians.
The outbreak of violence in South Sudan has been strongly condemned by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Secretary General Ban says he is gravely concerned about the deteriorating security situation in South Sudan. He demands that all political, military, and militia leaders stop hostilities and end the violence against civilians.
Up to 40,000 civilians have taken refuge in the United Nations bases and other locations around the country. I have condemned in the strongest possible terms the outrageous attack in our base in Akobo on 19 December, where two United Nations peacekeepers were killed while protecting civilians who had taken refuge there.
Secretary General Ban is calling on President Salva Kiir and opposition political leaders, including former Vice President Riek Machar, to negotiate and find a political way out of the crisis in South Sudan. Derek Mbata, United Nations.